Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Lisa Shadon. She is Executive Director of the Indiana FFA Foundation. And Lisa, some exciting news to share with all of Indiana and all of Indiana FFA, the students, the advisors, all folks involved with Indiana FFA. What can you share about this exciting news that has just come down the pike for Indiana FFA, Lisa?
Yeah, we've got some exciting news for sure. The Lilly Endowment has granted the Indiana FFA Foundation, Indiana FFA Leadership Center, $750,000 for capital projects. They had a three-phase process for their grants. Phase one was the opportunity to kind of put a planning grant together, and we received that earlier in this fall for $150,000. And that planning grant has got additional things that are a part of it, because it's allowing us to plan for the next 10, 20, 30 years of the health of the Indiana FFA Leadership Center. And so that facility we've had for over 50 years. It has some great need for improvements and just how we want to expand our campus. And so that was kind of the first part of this Lilly Endowment capital project initiative for residential youth camps. And Indiana FFA was fortunate enough to get phase one at $150,000. And then now we're looking at phase two at $750,000, which we'll be receiving sometime this month. That will be kind of a three-year process. And it's all going to go into the main lodge, which is kind of the heart of our campus there at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center. So we're super excited about receiving this grant.
And Lisa, once the grant money is received and once the improvements have begun, once the campus there at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center has been expanded, we're talking about a great deal of benefit that will be made, not just to Indiana FFA, but all the students and members of Indiana FFA for many, many years to come.
Absolutely. You know, we host many of our conferences out of that main lodge facility. That is where all of those students come in when they're pouring in for our different camps and conferences. And we definitely, that building has been in existence for a little over 40 years on that particular piece of the property, built originally by many of our retired ag teachers, and some of our teachers are still in profession, and a lot of individuals just donating their time and efforts. And so we know that it has definitely stood the test of time, and now it's time to reinvest some dollars into that and get it more ADA accessible, making sure that we can serve students of all sorts and kinds there at that facility. And we're just very excited of what this is going to do for the Indiana FFA Leadership Center. We try really hard to do what we can with the means that we have, but we know that cost is rising, and we know that there's some improvements that we need to make things a little bit more accessible for our students. You know, we see students of all shapes and sizes and abilities, and we want to make sure that every single one of them are welcome to our facility. And there are some things that we definitely need to address, particularly our restroom parts of the facility, just the way people are coming and going from inside the and outside the building, of making sure it's good accessibility points there, and also just some drainage issues that we've had over the years that we need to take care of outside the building. Those all carry pretty heavy price tags, and so we're very excited that Lilly has saw the need for this in residential youth camps across Indiana, that they're investing a lot of money across the state. And we're so lucky to be in Indiana and have Lilly Endowment being their home place. And so we appreciate how they have invested in Indiana camps across our state.
And Lisa, in addition to the $750,000 grant from Lilly Endowment Incorporated, I understand that Indiana FFA has received an additional grant from National FFA in terms of the Living to Serve project at the Indiana FFA State Convention, Lisa?
Yes, we're excited about that as well. It was a very good week for Indiana FFA, getting two grants in 1 week to support the future of our young leaders out there. And that grant will be specifically used during our state conference that's going to be in the Indianapolis location this year. And it's going to help with a meal packing event that our students will be helping with. So we're very excited that National FFA has invested in our state and is allowing us to be able to do additional community service activities along with our state convention.
When it comes to making that donation that you know is really going to help grow Indiana students, there's no better place to donate than Indiana FFA Foundation, Lisa.
Oh, I absolutely believe that is true. My husband and I every year make our contribution to the Indiana FFA because we know the lives that it changes. We are developing those future leaders that are going to lead our country someday. And we think that that investment is extremely important. And I would encourage anyone out there that sees our youth and see the good that they bring to our country, that they would want to make that investment. And you can always go to our website at infffa.org, and there's a donate now at the bottom of the screen. We would love it if you'd make your contribution to, again, continue this wonderful leadership opportunity that we have with students across Indiana. Our board is currently looking at our phase three part of this grant. So there is a phase three. Lilly rolls these things out very quickly. They obviously have had a very good year. And so there is a phase three part of this that will be in January, mid-January, they'll be due an additional part of a grant. So we'll be applying for phase three. That is a match grant. And so our board will be making a decision on how much money that we feel like we can fundraise to continue some of these initiatives that came out of phase one, which was projecting what we need at the Leadership Center. And so if we've got somebody out there that would like to help in that contribution, I would be certainly interested in helping put that piece together, because the match, we can match up to $2.5 million, but we need to make sure that we've got that we're going to be able to come up with those dollars in the next 5 years. So it's a 5-year process. By end of 5 years, whatever that match looks like. And then again, that's all capital projects that we can do at the Leadership Center. And so we're very quickly pushing numbers and seeing where we can end up with. But we would certainly love it if there's a contributor out there that's interested. We would be all ears to hear of somebody that would like to get a match on their dollars. This would be a great way to do it in serving the Indiana FFA Leadership Center and the many over 14,000 students that we work with every year.
Once again, Lisa Shadon, Executive Director of the Indiana FFA Foundation. And if you would like to contribute to Indiana FFA, once again, that website, infffa.org/give. We'll also have a link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Lisa, congratulations to you and your team with the Indiana FFA Foundation, with the Indiana FFA Association, and congratulations on receiving this grant, and looking forward to seeing all the improvements to come at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center. So thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, CJ.